Classic Business. SMEs.
Well, in the President's weekly letter to the nation, Cyril Ramaphosa addressed the issue of growing the economy by reducing the cost of doing business. The President spent the morning in London today addressing the Financial Times Africa Summit. It's a gathering of business people and investors and key decision makers to help foster investment and confidence, importantly, in the economy. And he singled out red tape holding back SMEs as a key factor of his administration, and in so doing, shifting us into the top of the ease of doing business index as ranked by the World Bank. It's really reiterating what he said in his State of the Nation address. He wants to see us in the top 50. Well, Alon Reyes is the founder of Reyes Corp, one of the country's top incubators. And Alon, you're certainly at the razor's edge of these things. Good to chat again. Broadly, what do you make of these new weekly letters by the President?
I think communication, first of all, hello, Michael, and hello, listeners. I think communication is always good, and I think the President has opened himself up to a lot of scrutiny, which is very brave, but you know that they're short, they're concise, they say what is the intention, and of course we, those people like yourselves, will be looking to see if in fact some of these things, if and hopefully all of these things, will come true.
Well, that is the point, isn't it? He's putting himself out there so we can hold his feet to the fire of accountability. And given that red tape is so often cited as a key business inhibitor, regardless of the size of your business, but particularly for small businesses, because they just don't have the resources to have compliance departments to deal with this sort of thing, it's obviously good news that the President is focusing on this. What are some of the key areas of red tape currently holding back SMEs in particular?
So before I get to that, I think what I would like to make is the distinction between the, and it's in his newsletter or his letter, he talks about the difference between the red tape for starting and running a business. Mm. Now, if you look at what's really happening on the ground, the entrepreneurs out there are starting businesses without complying with the requirements. They're just getting on with it, and then they achieve a certain size, and then they're sort of forced into the system. It's after that, that once they are in the system, that the cost of actually compliance is the real issue. So I want to make a distinction between the startup, starting compliance, which is onerous, but practically most startup entrepreneurs, particularly informal entrepreneurs, remain informal for a long time. And once they formalize, then there's the costs such as the UIF, the BCEA, CODA, and there's a whole list of these requirements that SDL, all these requirements that a small business is required to comply with, BE certificates and the like, and that is where it becomes onerous. And of course, the problem now is as soon as you don't comply with one of a list of many, then if you are tendering for a big corporate or for a government tender, they require a whole host of these things. So you don't have that, so you lose. You don't qualify, and so you effectively are left out of the formal economy again if you don't comply. So I cannot answer you, Michael, as to which one specifically, because in each industry, the different ones are important.
But I think you make a very important distinction between the ease of starting a business and then the ongoing cost of compliance with the myriad of laws and regulatory red tape that we do find in the country. Just Alon, wait right there. We've got to cross to Pusuleta for the latest on the traffic desk, and I want to hone in on some of those areas that have been identified by the World Bank as outliers in terms of our score, areas where we are really ranking well below where we should be.
This is Classic Business with Michael Avery on Classic 102.7 in Gauteng and Fine Music Radio in Cape Town.
Welcome back to this week's SME feature. We're talking about the President's commitment to ease the cost of and the complexity of doing business in South Africa with Alon Reyes, the CEO of Reyes Corp. Alon, pulling the World Bank's latest ease of doing business report down. It's actually quite difficult to wade through. Fortunately, I found a copy that is a case study on South Africa in particular, which made things a whole lot easier. Where we score quite well, and this is a ranking in the world, we rank at 23 in the world for protecting minority investors. We are in the top 50 already when it comes to things like paying taxes. Where we really are laggards are in starting a business, 134 in the world, getting electricity, 109, registering a property, 106, and enforcing contracts, 115. I found that that last one quite interesting because I always thought our legal regime was certainly somewhere in the top 50.
Sure, that's also you have the advantage of having read this before I. But you know, just talking about contracts, even though I would say that that sounds low, my experience has been that our contracts are quite enforceable. The problem is that there is too much ability for there to be an appeal and another appeal, and you can keep somebody in court for a long time before anything happens. So it's in a weird way, it's the fact that we have such a progressive legal system that means that we can take a long time before we come to a decision. And I've seen that in certain contexts which I've tried to enforce, and then I would get an objection, or I would win, and then there would be an appeal, and then I would have to go to the next level court, etc. And I'd go perhaps three or four times before I would actually win. So if somebody doesn't have the means to move through the different levels of court, then they would effectively, it's the person who has the most money that wins.
Yeah, and that is iniquitous in a country with our levels of inequality when you've got small suppliers that you're trying to develop to break into markets and compete with some of the bigger players. Back to what the President said in his morning letter, he said we as the South African government, are making it easier to start a business, register a property, and he was specific, deal with construction permits, trade across borders, and pay taxes. Really, as we said earlier, refreshing to see the head of state commit to these things. We now need to, as I said earlier, hold his feet to the fire of accountability. If there was one thing that you would like to see move significantly over the next 6 to 12 months for small businesses out there in the broader ecosystem, as it's called, what would that be?
Without a doubt, Michael, it would be the labor law that relates to small business. And to me, the labor laws were designed for a big business versus a powerless or perceivedly powerless employee. And I think they have an important role to play. But what's happening now, if you look at the research around small businesses, is small businesses are spending so much time in the CCMA and losing, and they're afraid to employ because they don't have the level of sophistication around employing. So they would rather take on somebody temporary. And something as small as looking at probation law within the context of our current labor law, that probation is probation. If you lied about your capability, if you could not produce what you said you could do, then I should have the right to say that in your probation period, I can now release you without going through the rigor of what is, what sounds to me, or what I perceive is exactly the same level as if that person was permanently employed for 5 years. And that's a big issue because small businesses don't have that level of sophistication. And as a result, they make these mistakes and land up losing at the CCMA.
Yeah, and all of those man hours lost as well. I recall some research by the Small Business Institute indicating that it was somewhere in the region of 26 working days that SMEs, their members, were spending before the commission at the CCMA. And that's almost a month's worth of productivity lost. If you're the CEO and the chief marketing officer and the chief bottle washer and all of that, you just can't afford to lose that time.
I read the same piece, and what's worse is also then you have to reinstate this individual who's incompetent. So it's like a triple whammy, because you lose the time, you lose the money, and then you have to reemploy this individual. And we have to look at, there has to be somebody who pragmatically looks at that.
Excellent suggestion. Let's hope the president is listening. It's one addition that he could add to that morning letter. Maybe he could do it online with the comments section. We don't have to read the comments, but as long as they get through to the president, I think that would be very useful. Alon Reyes of Reyes Corp, one of the most successful, well-established non-for-profit incubators in the country, talking about the president's letter and how we really make meaningful inroads into the ease of doing business in South Africa.